Hello, my name is Kate Cooper. I'm Head of Research, Policy and Standards at the Institute of Leadership and Management. Welcome to this podcast, which is one in a series of five podcasts focusing on getting used to change. The Institute of Leadership and Management recognises five dimensions of leadership: authenticity, vision, achievement, ownership and collaboration. We've broken those five dimensions down into components, which enable us to organise our content, but also helps individuals access the leadership support that is immediately relevant to them. The components I will be talking about in this podcast is learning, part of the dimension of ownership, because leaders demonstrate ownership by taking responsibility for their own learning and encouraging others to do likewise. I'll be looking at three aspects of learning: informal and formal learning, what we understand to mean by a growth mindset, and the role of personal development planning. Many of you will have heard of the 70-20-10 model, which is a way of explaining how we learn. It's not a formula that you can put into operation, although some people talk about it as though it is. It's a recognition that we learn so much informally, 70%. We learn far less very formally through classes and formal qualifications. And then there's another 20%, which we learn by being coached, especially in the working context where we learn on the job. Now, as I say, that's an observation. It is not a prescription or a template that you can operationalize, because there, of course, are real advantages to formal learning, and it really suits some subjects. I'm thinking perhaps particularly around areas where we need to be compliant at work. You have to be taught specific principles accurately. There needs to be a consistency across the organisation, which requires someone structuring it in a careful way so everybody receives more or less the same sort of information. And if we want to evaluate learning, then formal learning is more easily evaluated, maybe in the ways that we know, such as examinations and assignments. But it has been an amazingly efficient way of getting a lot of information over consistently to large numbers of people. But of course, it's not the only way we learn, and many of us are not involved or enrolled on particular courses or doing qualifications. What we're trying to do is, or we're learning as we go along, we're learning on the job. So informal learning is hugely flexible, because we can find information when we need it, when we want it. And Google and LinkedIn Learning, brilliant for that. What do we need to know? Want to know something straight away? Let's find out for ourselves. No need to wait for a course or a training program. So it's so convenient. So we've got all the online resources, but also if we work in organisations with colleagues, we have got access to their experience, and we can ask them to help us with insights, knowledge, pointers, top tips, whatever it is that we need. And because we're directing our own learning at our own pace, we're not wasting time learning things that we don't need or when we don't think are relevant, or we could learn at a later date. So informal learning has so much to recommend it. We have heard quite a lot in recent times about the importance of resilience, being able to bounce back when things go wrong, being ready for all eventualities. And one of the ways that we've been recognised as being important to that learning that enables us to recover, to bounce back, is having a growth mindset. And what Carol Dweck, who's a big proponent, recognizer, talks a lot about the growth mindset, says, well, you're in charge of your own mind, so you can actually help grow it by using it in the right way. We contrast a growth mindset with a fixed mindset. It's almost the opposite. So those people who want to adopt the habits of a growth mindset will treat mistakes as learning opportunities. They won't be looking to blame people all the time. They'll create an environment where challenges and setbacks are great because we can learn from them. And they'll reward people who give it a go, who try, rather than seeing failure as something that has to be condemned and criticised. A growth mindset recognises hard work and what is accomplished by the discipline of the effort. And I cannot emphasize enough where we recognize successes and failures as being part of that learning and not seek to try and find out whose fault it is when something goes wrong. So where do you get your mindset from? Where does that mindset come from? What situations make you more likely to respond with a growth rather than a fixed approach? When somebody challenges you, try not to feel immediately anxious or, oh, I'm in trouble now, but say, oh, how can I learn from this? And if you convey that to wherever the challenge is coming from, say, oh, this is an opportunity to find out what we can learn. It's difficult for somebody to argue that, no, we don't want people learning. Don't feel defeated by setbacks or start thinking of an excuse. You just stay in that place of actually, yes, this has gone wrong, but that's what happens in life. And that's why there's such a link between resilience and a growth mindset. When people criticize you, don't immediately go into defensive mode. See it as feedback. And if you say to people, thank you for the feedback, that's a great learning opportunity for me, you might find it was their unfortunate manner that made something sound critical when really they were actually just involved in observing as well. And if you see somebody that's great at something, don't feel envious or threatened. Just think, oh, what can I learn from them? Personal development planning, I think we all have heard about it. We're probably all required to, at some point in our professional lives, to complete a PDP and recognize that there's more to life than just work, and that you, if you develop in all areas, then there can be spillover. If you heard the podcast where I was talking about work-life balance, I was arguing that actually if you have success in the many domains of your life, they energize and they spill over into the other ones. So somebody who takes their learning seriously in terms of their professional development will want to be challenged, will want to learn more, and that will spill over into the other areas of your life and not just think learning's for work and for every other part of my life I don't learn. So I don't want to learn how to be a better parent. I don't want to learn how to be a better rugby coach. I don't want to, I only learn when it's for work. You can see that that's quite a ridiculous position. And if you are, if anything can get one ready for uncertainty and what might happen to us in the future, it's being able to learn and to know that you can acquire new skills and knowledge when you put your mind to it, that you're able to do that. You're adaptable, you have a growth mindset. So that in itself gives you a confidence that you're ready for the unexpected because you know what to do. You need to learn new things. So just with any sort of cycle of improvement, we have to go through a sort of gap analysis. Where is it I am now? Where do I want to be? Be as ambitious and aspirational as you possibly can. And then think about the plans. And of course, as was said by Henry Ford, if you think you can do something or you think you can't, you're probably right. And that ever have a great insight to the notion of a growth mindset, it's that one. Look at what success would be like in all areas of your life. Recognize that that's essentially energizing, and that enthusiasm, that capacity to learn can enrich all aspects of your life. So learning is making us future proof, it's making us future ready, but in its own right can be hugely satisfying, hugely motivational, and learning is never wasted. I've never heard anyone say to me in all my career lecturing at universities, I wish I hadn't learned that. I wish I didn't go on that course, because actually it all helps us learn better the next time. Thank you for listening. Please go onto our website, www.institutelm.com, and use all the free resources that we have made available. And please do subscribe to this series.